Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and for the past 14 years, I've served as your modern-day Shulamite woman as the owner and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And on tonight, it gives me great joy to once again be hosting All Nations Christian Fellowship's Push Prayer Conference Part 2 for this Monday, November the 29th, 2021. And now, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship and your anointed facilitator for this evening, the very lovely Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for that nice introduction. I got to live up to that. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm always excited about prayer because I know what it does. Praise God. When God hears our prayers, he answers our prayers. And we see the results of our prayers and the things that we put before God, our petitions and all of the things that we ask him to do for ourselves as well as others. And so I'm excited about tonight. The people that I invited, I know them, and I feel very comfortable with them coming forth in prayer because they do know how to pray. Praise God.
Amen.
So I know we have had our praise and worship, and I really thank you, Bishop Shirlene Cook, for coming forth with that song, Intentional, because everything I do for the Lord is intentional.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And I know, praise God, he's doing great things for each and every one of us. I'm going to introduce Elder Donnie, and I am sorry that I didn't speak to him concerning a brief bio, but I do know about him, and if I leave something out that he feels necessary to add, he can do so as he comes. But I met him, I don't know how many years ago now, but quite a few years ago, and we actually mm-hmm. even did some work together at a hospital in Oakland. And he knows the name of it. I can't think of it right now. I just mentioned it mm-hmm. earlier today. But it was such a blessing to go in there and to minister to the people that were shut in. And it was mental health. And to be able to go in there and to minister to them and to see them so eager to want to hear the word of God. And not only that, also was blessed to go in there along with him and serve them communion. So it was really a nice setup. And so I remember that very well. And then also he was involved, invited to different things that we had, our ministry had. And came to those events. And so I really appreciate him very much. And he is a praying person, a prayer warrior. So I'm thankful that he said yes to the call to come and be with us tonight on Spirit Alive broadcast. So I'm going to ask him if he would be our first one to come forth tonight, pray over the prayer request that he has. So, Elder Donnie, I'm asking you to, Elder Donnie Watson, I'm asking you to come forth now and lead us in prayer. And as he comes to lead us in prayer, and I'm saying this also to the audience as well as the rest of us, that when he comes forth to lead us in prayer, we are going to be in agreement with these leaders that will come forth. We will be in sitting and being in agreement with them for God to move in these requests that they're going to pray for on tonight. God bless you. Come on in, Elder Watson.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I'm so grateful and thankful and appreciative to my Lord and Savior for this opportunity to be able to be with the family of God, to be able to come to the throne of grace and mercy, and to acknowledge him as being our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. We just want to say thank you, first of all. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing to be able to approach your throne. Heavenly Father, we humbly submit ourselves before you. Heavenly Father, we reverence you because of simply of who you are. You are the God that is God. And we approach you, Lord, because we need you. Every moment of every second of every minute, we need you, Jesus. We ask you, Father, would you come in right into our midst? Can we honor you right now, Father? Me and the rest of the prayer warriors right now. Asking you, Lord, to let your spirit have dominion and right away in our hearts and in our minds and in our soul and in our spirit and in our body to the marrow of the bone of our body. We ask you to let your blood run and flow inside of us, Heavenly Father. Bless us to stay spiritually minded, Heavenly Father, to glorify you because of who you are, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I love you because of just of who you are. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, Lord, to bless all of these wonderful prayer warriors. I love them. I love them. I think the most important position in the body of Christ is the prayer warriors. Father God, and I thank you for them because they're the ones that stay on the front line. They're the ones, Heavenly Father, that makes actions take place in the spiritual realm. Father God, we just want to say thank you again because of your loving kindness. Father God, I just want to say, first of all, pray, Heavenly Father, for those that are less fortunate than we are. Those, Heavenly Father, that are in the prisons, those that are in jail, those that are going, that are in need, Heavenly Father, we would like to just approach your throne right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, first of all. Would you please stretch out, Father, your hands? Stretch out your hands and touch them immediately. Heavenly Father, opening up the doors of opportunity for them. Those that have been in prison for a while, Heavenly Father, that need to get out. Would you go through all that logisticness of the red tape that they have to go through? But, Father, would you be the lawyer right now? Would you be that one, Lord, that would open up that door? Not necessarily free from the prisons, but free from sin, Heavenly Father, that they would turn their lives totally over to you. Give themselves over to you, Father. We love you, Heavenly Father. We can't do anything without you. Would you please open up those doors of opportunity for them, Father, that they'll be able to have that testimony. You said in your word that we overcome by the words of our testimony. Father God, would you please open those doors, Heavenly Father? We just believe by faith. We come against every evil foe, Heavenly Father, that would try to disorder from those things happening, Father. We ask you to come up against every devil, every demon, every principality, every power, every evil force, every contrary spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, there's power in your name, Father, and we ask you to move right now as never before.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. Let your spirit have dominion in right away. Heavenly Father, right now, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you are. Would you please, Heavenly Father, just bless. We're going to believe with childlike faith that you are in that situation, that you are delivering even as we speak the words. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let your spirit flow in this prayer line, Father. Let it flow in each and every one of us. In every one of these prayer warriors right now. I let your spirit flow like rivers of living water right now, Heavenly Father. I consider the privilege to be a part of this family right now, Father God, and I'm thanking you, Lord, for how good you've been to. You've been so good to us, Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for those things that you have done already, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, for not only the sick and the afflicted, we pray for such a time that we're living in, Father God, that you're going to bless those that are out there and that are exposed to the elements, Father, those that are homeless and out there, Heavenly Father, how they need your help right now. Heavenly Father, would you please come in and launch such as programs that we do have going on, Father, to be out to reach out and to touch somebody. Heavenly Father, with a testimony, to touch somebody, to bring some food and clothing for these people, Father, that are out there that are less fortunate than we are. Would you make a way for them and provide for them as you've already provided for us? In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we love you and we adore you, Father God. And we just know that, Lord, that you're a God that can do anything. You said in your word that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Yeah. We understand that that means that it accomplishes much. Right now, Lord, I spend a special anointing upon each and every one of these prayer warriors right now. A special anointing, Lord, not only that they have a mind to want to pray always, but have a mind to seek your face in such a way with intensity in their heart. There's a sense of urgency that needs to take place right now in the body of Christ, Father. Not only the prayer warriors that are online right now, but we need prayer warriors all over this country, all over this world right now, Lord, that would have these prayer sessions to go on, and that the chain of those prayer warriors would just continuously to grow. Because, Lord, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. Father God, would you please bring in more labels into the harvest, Father, of souls right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We love you and we adore you, Father. We need you. We know that you're able, Lord, to do anything that we could possibly ever want or need. I'm asking you, Lord, in a special prayer right now for the city and for this county and for this state of California, Father God.
Yes.
That through all the bureaucracy that's going on, Heavenly Father, that you would settle things, Heavenly Father, in regards to prejudiceness, to Heavenly Father, to homelessness, and to all the unfair things that are happening in the political system. Father God, would you step in and be our lawyer for those things? Bless the mayors and bless the Congress people and bless the House of Representatives, Heavenly Father, in a special way. Let a Christian stand up and be accounted before, Heavenly Father, that your light will shine in these dark places. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, you said in your word of John 14:14, if we would ask anything in your name, that you would do it. Father, we're asking right now, would you please step into these places? Touch these men and women of God. Our children, Lord, are so vulnerable too right now. They are so vulnerable, Lord, to the elements of sin. Father God, we pray for them right now, Lord. And we don't blame the children per se, Father, because there's been too many parents that have not raised up their children in the atmosphere of God. Father God, we ask you to touch the parents. Touch the children too, Lord. In the name of Jesus, these are the last days, Father. These are the times of sorrow. But Father God, this is also the time where your light will shine. The boldness of God will go forth in such a way that there will be a difference, that a change will take place in people's hearts. It's time, Lord, to ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us of all of our transgressions. Forgive us of all of our iniquities. Forgive us of everything we said, done, and thought that was contrary to the will of God. And we believe by childlike faith that you've forgiven us, Lord. We don't want nothing that's going to hinder our walk with you, but to let your light shine, to let the anointing of God go forth in a powerful way, Father. I don't know the protocol necessarily of this prayer line, but, Lord, I'm learning. But, Father God, I want to thank you, Lord, for all the saints. I want to thank you, Lord, that even during times when things may not be going so good, Lord, we can still say hallelujah. We can still shout.
Yeah.
We can still praise you. We can still magnify you. We can still glorify you, Father. We can still give you all the praise in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Because there's joy unspeakable and full of your glory, Lord, that lives within us. Greater is you that lives in us than he that lives in the world. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Let your mercy be upon us as well, Father. We need your mercy, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. You are everything we need and more. Heavenly Father, blessed be your holy name. Lord, I'm looking forward to getting my soul fed through the power of prayer. Lord, that prayer is the best thing that could ever happen to anybody at any time. Prayer is always in order. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't have no problem in praying. I don't have no problem in calling on your holiness. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you will bless your people that have been called by your name, that they would all humble themselves to you, Lord. You said in your word, 2 Chronicles 7:40, if my people were to call by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Father, bless us to turn Bless people to turn from their wicked ways. Give them a mind and a heart that want to seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we love you and
Amen.
We adore you, Father. We
yes.
just thank you for so many things that you've done already. And, Lord, we're grateful and thankful and appreciative to you, the God that is God. And, Lord, I just ask you to let your spirit continue to move in a powerful way. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank Amen. God for that beautiful,
yes, Lord.
Fervent prayer.
Yes,
Amen,
Jesus.
That has gone forth through
yes,
Elder
Lord.
Watson. And you covered all the things that you were to pray about, and then some, which was a blessing because some of the things that you prayed about, they were on my heart. And
hallelujah.
I just want to thank you because God,
oh,
you didn't even know it, and you covered all of them as well. And so
hallelujah.
It was powerful. Praise God.
Thank
and we
Lord.
Know
Thank
that God heard. We know that he heard, and we know that he will answer. And I appreciate you praying for laborers because we are laborers,
yeah.
but as you said, we need many more.
Yeah.
Laborers
yeah.
all over.
Yes,
hallelujah.
We really do.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that
God
wonderful
bless you.
Prayer. Wonderful
God.
Prayer.
God
and
bless you,
is Dr. Bishop Shirlene, is Dr. Kathy in the house?
Let me do a house check. Hallelujah.
Okay.
My dear sister, Dr.
Okay.
Kathy, if you were in the house at this moment, would you please press your one so that I will be able to let Apostle know? No, ma'am.
She is not. Okay, because I got a message from her saying that she was coming in 3 minutes.
Oh, one moment, one moment, Apostle.
Sure.
Thank you, dear. Let me double check. Is that you up there, sis, Dr. Logan?
God bless you. I'm here, Bishop.
All
oh,
right, okay.
God.
You better raise
Glory.
Your hand, darling. I said raise your hand. Hallelujah.
can you hear me, Bishop?
We family. You better
Thank
raise
you,
your
Jesus.
Hand.
God bless
the Lord.
Bless
All right.
Here.
Well, that then since
and
she's in the house,
God bless you.
We will go ahead and call on her to come forth and pray over the request that she has. And then I will do some sharing, and then we will allow our other beautiful prayer warrior, Bishop Tammy Craigett, after
yes.
that. So
Amen.
At this time, at
Amen.
This time, Dr. Logan,
Amen.
If you could come
God
forth
bless.
And pray those
and come
prayer requests.
We come
yeah.
before the Lord and you wanted me to pray for families, and you wanted me to pray for terrorism. Amen? Let's start. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord, we come to you humbly tonight. Father God, we come to you with a repentant heart, Father. And we
yes.
come to you right now, Lord, knowing that you are Alpha and Omega, your beginning and the end, Father. We know
yes.
that you see
yes.
everything, and you know everything, Father. So right now, in the
yes.
name of Jesus, dear Lord, we're asking you, Father, that your mighty hands will move upon families tonight, Lord God. Father, we're asking
you,
you to break every generational curse, oh God, that has been upon
yeah.
families for years. Father God,
yes.
we want to thank you that you're able to rebuke every jail spirit and division that's in every family. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, that let there be no favoritism in families and in parents, oh God. Father
yes,
God, we come right now in the name of Jesus because you've given us that same power and that authority right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you to put love back in families, love back in parents,
yes.
love
yes,
back
Lord.
In children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to heal every broken heart, every jealousy, every resentment that's been in a family for years, oh God. We ask you to break every demonic stronghold in every family in the name of Jesus. Father God,
all
we
right
know
now
that you have the power. Father, we know that you look through generations, Father God, and you saw everything and you see everything that have happened. So, Lord God,
yes,
give us a heart of forgiveness for one another, Father God.
Yes,
Father, we thank
God
you right now that your love would go out to the whole world right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you that you will speak to teenagers tonight, oh God, that they will respect their parents. Father God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord, that you're moving to every teenager's heart in the name of Jesus, that you're moving on every parent and all those parents that don't know how to be a parent. Oh God, teach them, Father God. Give them what to say. Give them what to do, Father God. Bring all your parents into the house of the Lord. Those that don't come to church, Lord, speak to them in the middle of the night, oh God. Wake them up and give them a new mind to come and fellowship in the house of the Lord. Father God, right now, we come to you once again, Father, that you will break every generational curse that have invaded these families. Father God, we thank you and praise you that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you set the captive free. Father God, all of us as being grandparents and great-grandparents, Father, right now, Lord, we speak to these children, young children, babies that are being born right now, oh God, that you will give them a mind. You will give them wisdom and understanding when they're here, oh God. Father, we want to thank you. When they come forth out of their mother's womb, God, they will be alert and focused in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to bless every father. Teach them how to be a father, God. Let them know, Lord God, that you know where their children are. If they haven't spoke to their children in years, almighty God, give them a heart. Give them a mind to search for their sons and search for their daughters. Father God, we ask you to deliver every man that secretly drinks, oh Father God. Every woman that drinks, oh Father, that you will heal her.
Come on.
Be a sober mother. That a father will be a sober father in the name of Jesus.
My Lord.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you because you see every hidden thing. You see everything,
Lord.
Oh God.
Yes,
nothing is hidden from you, Father. But teach us how to be a mother. Teach us how to be a father. Father, we want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you for the anointing that your Holy Spirit is moving tonight. Over this whole world, Lord, no matter where the mother and father is, bring them back together in reconciliation and healing, oh God. Let them forgive those that they have hurt through the years. Father God, speak to that man, speak to that woman, no matter what they said, God, Lord God, that you're able to forgive them, that they may start over in reconciliation to be parents, to be a mother, to be a father. Father God, thank you for looking beyond our faults, oh Lord. And, Father, what we don't know, teach us, Lord, that we may learn how to be good parents in the name of Jesus. Father God, also we come tonight, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to break every wicked assignment that's been on this whole four corners of the world. Protect your people, God, from terrorism, Lord. We bind every wicked assignment that's been out against these people, Lord. That all your people, Lord, protect us. Assign your angel to every corner of this whole world, almighty God. Father, we lift you up tonight. And we thank you, Lord God. And you thank you, Lord, that you're giving us the word to speak tonight, Lord. That as we speak, change will come, Lord God. You've given us power and authority over the enemy, Lord. And, Lord God, we know you're in heaven, but you've given us power and authority to speak those things as be not as though they were. If we want change, Lord God, we got to speak change.
Yes.
So, Father, I want to thank you right now for all your goodness and all your mercy. Father God, we thank you that right now, tonight, starting tonight, the lives and hearts will begin to change. Father, we lift up, Lord, and we give you praise and we give you glory. And, Father, we thank you for your word, and we lift you up because we know right now, God, you're moving in our behalf. You're moving right now, Lord God. We want to thank you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. You said whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. You said whatever we loose on earth, it'll be loose in heaven. So, Father, right now, God, we'll petition you. We'll humbly come before you, Lord, with a repentant heart.
Yes.
We come boldly, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for all your mercy and all your goodness. You've been so good to us, Lord. You've provided. You have provided. You protect us. You've done all this great work, Lord, and we ask you to move on families right now. Oh, God, the child that ran away from home, Almighty God, bring them back home. Bring them back, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. That mother, Lord, that's out there somewhere drinking or got into something, oh, God, bring her back, Lord. That father, Lord God, bring him back home where he should. So, Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Word.
Thank you, Master.
Praise God.
Thank you, Master.
Well, thank you, Kathy Logan, for coming in. I know that you had a busy day today. I knew about it, but you came on anyway.
I love you guys so much.
As prayer warriors. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And as we come, hallelujah, before the throne of grace, God hears us. And he takes care of our every situation as well.
Yes, he does.
So I just thank you for coming on through. In
Amen.
Jesus'
I love you. God bless
praise
you.
Praise God. And praying
and I love you.
Our fervent prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We've been stirred up since last Monday. Praise God. And there's you, even before that, hallelujah, because we sure did cook. Put on a revival week, and we just had a wonderful time, and we were stirred up then, and we're stirred up now, even
Amen.
More. Praise God.
Amen.
so we're going to go further now, and I'm going to be sharing a little bit last week. I won't go over what
Amen.
We shared last week, but we did part one last week, starting with the basic prayer and what prayer is and what it's all about, and shared some of the basic things about prayer. And so tonight I'm going a little bit deeper and talk more about intercessory prayer and what is expected of us as intercessors. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then I'm planning to share some on fasting and prayer, because we know that we need to do that as well. Praise
Amen.
God, because as the Bible tells us, there are some things that won't take place if we don't go into fasting and prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some things are not going to come forth except that we go into fasting and prayer. And I'm going to explain that a little bit later. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to have a brief word of prayer now, and then I'm going to go on into talking about intercessory prayer and intercessors, and also some of the pitfalls and things, because there are those as well. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for what has taken place already. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, even from the beginning. We thank you, hallelujah, for the praise song. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer that went forth for us. Hallelujah, by Bishop Shirlene Cook. We thank you. We thank you for these two prayer warriors that have come forth. Praise God. And we just thank you for all that you're yet going to do on this night in Jesus' name and beyond. We will be expecting, walking in expectation over the things that we have prayed for tonight. So we just thank you. And the Lord, as I go forth, I ask, Lord, that you would allow me to share what you would have me to share. Holy Spirit,
Bless
I need you as
you.
I go forth in Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Amen.
Amen. right. Intercession. I'm just going to mention what the purpose, and I'm going to define it, and then we're going to go a little bit further into it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. The purpose of intercessory prayer is to ensure that all areas of our church are covered continually. Intercession is to secure healing, and that is found in James, the 5th chapter, and the 14th through the 16th verse, which I will read to you in a moment. Intercession is to secure healing. That's the one in James 5:14-16. And then to avert judgment, Numbers 14:11-21, if you want to write these down. And then to ensure deliverance, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 5-9. To give blessings, that's one of the purposes. Numbers 6:23, verse 23-27, to obtain restoration, Ezekiel, the entire chapter, the 22nd chapter, and then Job 48, verses 8-10, that's to obtain restoration. And then to encourage repentance, Romans 10:1-4, to draw near to God as Abba Father, Exodus 32:7-14. All right, so I'm going to go to James, the book of James right now, and I'm going to read verses 5, I told you 5:14-16. Okay, just give me a second here. All right. All right, verse 14 says, I'm going to start 13th verse. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. 14th verse says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. Hallelujah. And verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God for the fervent prayers. Hallelujah. All right. Intercession also gives us the authority to stand guard over and to cover our ministries, ministry leaders, our nations, kings, all areas of government, family, ministry partners, as well as the body of Christ. Praise God. There are many more reasons and purposes to pray on the behalf of others. Hallelujah. And we know, of course, the unsaved. Praise God. Hallelujah. We go into intercession. We pray for them as well. All right. Intercession may be defined as holy, believing, persevering prayer, whereby someone pleads with God on behalf of another or others who desperately need God's intervention. Praise God. Hallelujah. So oftentimes we're praying and asking God to intervene for others. Amen. And we know that intercessory prayer is prayer for and on behalf of others. It is prayer that is motivated, this kind of prayer, that is motivated by a deep concern and sincere love for the need of another. It is prayer that does not benefit us directly. It is definitely an unselfish prayer. Praise God. And so when we're doing intercession, we often, a lot of times, we don't even know the person that we're praying for. Amen.
Amen.
But, That's all right. God does the work.
Amen.
Praise God. And then there are times that we know we'll come together as a group or two or three or however it happens, and we will pray for someone else. Amen. Someone else healing or asking God to intervene in some kind of situation or circumstance or crisis.
Yes.
I'm going to read actually 1 Timothy. It says, it goes with what I just read. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Praise God. Now, at this point, I'm going to read about, and I'm not going to go in depth about, these are Hebrew words. I'm not going to go in depth about them, but I'm just going to share that. There are two Hebrew words for intercession. The first one is paga, and paga means to encounter, to entreat, to make intercession, to fall upon out of hostility, to strike, touch, as a boundary, cause, to light upon, interpose, make attack, reach the mark, push against, rush at someone with hostile violence or kill. There are times that we will have to show hostility to the spiritual enemy who would attempt to come against an individual. Satan's desire is to move in and to take over every place in our lives that we don't actively fight for and possess. And that's where spiritual warfare comes in. It is very important that we're in a battle, but there are often times that we have to stop and really go into battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. In order to obtain the victory. We know that we're walking in victory, but
yes.
we also have to come against Satan, and God
yes.
has given us divine weapons to come against him with. I always like to share Ephesians, the 6th chapter, because it lets us know that we need to have on our whole armor at all times.
Yes, ma'am.
And all of these are divine
yes.
weapons that
yes.
we can use against Satan. Praise God. We can
yes,
go into
yes.
a fight with him, using our divine weapons. Praise God.
Yes.
We don't want to carnally fight. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We don't pick up knives and guns and things like that. We don't need to, because we have God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
And he is greater than any force. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to identify the demonic source or the spirit that's coming against those you have been assigned to intercede for. So oftentimes we're going into battle as intercessors for someone else, praise God,
mm-hmm.
that the enemy has attacked. And of course, as well as ourselves, praise God. In our families, ministries, cities, specific nations, oftentimes we're praying for specific nations, because of some of the things that have come up on them. And I've been, you know, and others have been praying for Haiti, and we know the situation there right now, and it's just been terrible, praise God. And people have been held hostage for money and all of these kinds of things. So when we come to intercede for them, praise God, we go into battle, amen, with Satan. Okay, the second Hebrew word for intercession is it's T-E-I-L-L-A, tefillah. And it means to intercede and to sing your prayers and intercession to God in formal worship. And I've been in those kind before, and I'm sure that some of you have also, where we come and we sing, hallelujah, praise God, and a formal type of worship. I've been in some of the ones where they use the Jewish songs, praise God, when they're interceding, praise God. And we see we see God move in those kinds of situations as well. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit more about that. It says, we as believers must first be able to stand before God to develop intimacy with him. Now, we need that beforehand, okay, that we have already developed an intimacy with God before we can stand between God and man on the behalf of others. And it's so true. We need to have a relationship with him.
Amen.
We stand before the Lord to offer up spiritual sacrifices of praise. Hebrews 13:15 says that, lets us know that by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name and the sacrifice of our own lives. Amen. Praise God. And we are sacrificing our lives oftentimes when we are interceding, and especially when we get involved with spiritual warfare.
Yes, thank you.
I'm going to read Romans 12 and 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it is our reasonable service to do so. And also, it is on the basis of this intimate kind of relationship with God that we can stand between him and others, serving as an advocate and intercessor. So oftentimes, we as intercessors are advocates over certain kinds of situations. For an example, I'm definitely in, and others that I know too, and I know Bishop Shirlene, we're advocates against different types of violences, all violences, but in particular,
yes, ma'am.
Domestic violence, child abuse, and other kinds of violences as well, because they are crimes, and so we oftentimes stand as an advocate, so as well as an intercessor. Okay, I'm going to share some of the different kinds of intercessors, and then I'm going to share some of the pitfalls, because there are some with certain individuals, and I know as I begin to read them that some of you will recognize that you have seen those. Intercessors are used by God to stand in the gap for a person or a person's family or a circle or, or a circle of influence unable to stand for themselves. Oftentimes we run into people that really can't stand for themselves for whatever reason. And so we go into intercessory prayer for them. This is called an issues intercessor. Some of the pitfalls with these kinds is prayer gossip, becoming intolerant, praying out of soulish love rather than a call from God, or becoming overly courageous, which can lead to pride. Now, I've seen it before. Okay, so we want to be careful with that kind of thing. Crisis intercessor, called by God to intercede for people when the issue of the person or group of people becomes a crucial thing, or it escalates into a crisis. So, you know, we're called to pray in many different situations as true intercessors. Okay, one of the pitfalls here is moving from crisis to crisis, feeling intolerant of people who are unappreciative. And sometimes people are not appreciative of what you do for them or how you pray for them. Are looking for a crisis to pray for when there is none. You know, I've seen people just almost make something into a crisis when it really isn't. Praise God. List intercessors. Praise God. They are dependable and loyal when given a list to pray. I have been a list intercessor, and I still am oftentimes, writing down prayers, mainly so I won't forget. you know, to pray for certain ones. If I'm out and if I meet somebody and they have prayer needs, I will pray with them on the spot. But I also write their names down so that I can continue to pray for them. So I often have a list. One of the pitfalls is thinking that their list is the only way to pray, which it is not, and then becoming overwhelmed when the list becomes too long, or become discouraged with unanswered prayer within a certain time frame. You know, we're not to give up. You know, we pray, and sometimes our prayers are instantly answered. But there are times that we have to wait for the results. And so, you know, we have to know that our prayers that are answered are have a lot to do with God's timing. He knows, God knows when we pray a prayer and it needs to be, you know, instantly taken care of. He knows all of that. He knows when certain things can wait. And then he has reasons for allowing certain things to wait. Sometimes it's a test of our own faith. Okay, personal intercessors. People are assigned by God to intercede for individuals and their families, can be a personal watchman, and they ask for your specific prayer needs. Some of the pitfalls is they have a tendency to seek the approval of the person being prayed for. Okay, and we don't need to do that. If they know that we're going to pray for them, just go on and pray for them and pray as the Lord leads. And then some people tend to brag about who they intercede for, and then they deliver words at inappropriate times and places, and they have no accountability, you know. And they kind of subscribe to their own form of correction rather than seeking authorization from leadership. And then there's a people group intercessors, God's prayers shield for groups that God has instilled in their heart to intercede for. And sometimes God combines people, in groups, group intercessors, kind of like what we're doing tonight. And so the intercessors with other kinds of intercessory giftings or burdens, such as issues, crises, mercy, soul, warfare, prayer, and prophetic intercession, we come together. We all come together in groups and pray specifically for these issues. Okay, one of the pitfalls is having a tendency to forget the warfare involved. And they succumb to resentment that others don't have the same burden. And, we're going to find that sometimes, we're praying in a group. Certain ones in the group may not have that same burden that you have. You know. And then lack of praise reports because, you know, we want to also share that as well. But we want to be careful with that even also. That it's not something that we have to remember that when we go into prayer, God is the one that causes it to happen. But he uses us as his people, as his intercessors. He has called us to prayer. He has called us to be intercessors. Praise God. Everyone doesn't consider themselves as an intercessor. Everybody that prays is not an intercessor. Okay, here's another one. Soul intercessor. They have a God-given passion for the lost, often move in mercy, warfare, and prophetic intercession. Praise God, and that's wonderful. You know, we see this a lot. as we pray for the lost souls, or even backsliders, we need to move in mercy. Because they need it. They need it. And they need a warfare prayer. And they need prophetic intercession. Some of the pitfalls is the ones praying, they feel that they are indispensable. You know, I've met people like that that felt like they were just indispensable, that they were the only ones praying. And sometimes people feel discouraged or they have resentment when they don't receive a praise report or something like that concerning souls that they have prayed for. But we know we also have to be patient with them as well. And if we continue to see them, or if we can see them, or if we can call them, we need to encourage them. Mercy intercessor, here is a burden for praying for their enemies to be saved instead of being judged, you know. You know, we do need to pray for our enemies. One time I was teaching on love, and it was kind of like a series. It was like every Sunday. And in the middle of that teaching, one evening I got robbed. A guy walked up to me and snatched my glasses off and threw them in the bushes, and then he cut my purse handle, and my purse fell to the ground, and he grabbed it and ran. Well, I had to pray for him. I mean, I was already teaching on it and about, you know, loving our enemies. So I had to, when I went back to church that Sunday, I shared it, but I also asked them, well, I led them in prayer, and we prayed for that person. Some of them didn't really want to pray for him, but, you know, we did anyway because I was teaching on love, and we're to love everybody. All right, here's one, government leadership intercession, called by God to be watchmen for the government of the country. And there are certain people, I'm going to mention one that I know, and others probably know her too. She's pretty well known here and also in Washington, D.C., and that's Pastor Pat Chin, is definitely called as a government intercessor. And so I'm going to just read what they do. They're called by God to be watchmen over the government of the country and for the church. God gives a desire to cover leaders, the leaders of the church, local government, national government, worldwide institutions as well, and depending on the level of faith that God gives, you know, people are definitely called to that. Some of the pitfalls, they become so concerned that they, so concerned with the government that they lose sight of the people by becoming isolated in order to pray for long hours. Praise God. I've actually seen that happen. And then there's financial intercessors. I'm going to cut it kind of short because I have some more to cover, and it's almost 7. Financial intercessors. They are people that are, that you know, just pray for money, not just for themselves, but others as well. And they're considered financial intercessors. Praise God. And then warfare intercessors. Praise God. And some of you are. And I call myself a warfare intercessor. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says that they are God's military might in the area of prayer. They fight to usher in God's truth by establishing God's authority over a person, problem, or an area where the enemy has set up a stronghold. And so we come against that stronghold and we pull it down. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
A stronghold in a person is where the cause of the problem is demonic in nature.
Yes.
And so, you know, people undergoing these kind of challenges feel very oppressed, and oftentimes they lose hope. And so, you know, those of us that know how to go into warfare prayer, that's what we do. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we know that the enemy does come to kill, steal, and destroy God's people. And with that kind of prayer, when we go forth in that kind of prayer, we prevent him from doing these things. Amen? So that's another one. All right.
Amen.
And then of course, there's prophetic intercessory. people that do prophetic intercessory are chosen by God to exercise the gift of intercession along with the gift of prophecy. And, you know, some of us operate in that as well. They hear, see, speak, and obey what God directs us to do. And God uses us to prepare the way for his will to be done, praise God. So their heart is to see the unseen and to hear the unheard things that God has for that person that's being prayed for. Praise God. And a prophetic intercessor will go into prayer oftentimes, and they don't know what to pray for, but they rely on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has them praying exactly for what the person needed. Let's see. Okay. And then, you know, we rely on the Holy Spirit oftentimes. I'm just going to read Romans 8, 26 and 27. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's beautiful when we rely on the Holy Spirit in that way, because oftentimes we're not going to really know what to pray for. But as intercessors, we pray anyway, and as we're praying, the Holy Spirit gives us what to pray for and sometimes what to know concerning that person without even asking them. We know because the Holy Spirit gives us that to know. Okay, it says here, intercession is relevant, it's powerful, it's persistent prayer, because God is laying the burdens of others upon us. It is vital that we know the power and the authority that we have in God. Praise God. And so we know how vital it is for us to pray. And then, of course, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we all know that one, to pray without ceasing. You know, have a heart of prayer all the time, all the time. And always be ready to pray, no matter what the situation is. Be ready to pray. Hallelujah. And when someone asks you to pray for them, we should be ready right then to pray for them and not say, okay, well, I'll be praying for you. I know what you need, so I'll be praying for you. Well, I don't like to pray that way because I might forget.
Amen.
You know,
I have to
when you're busy like that, you might forget. But if you can pray with the person on the spot or when they call, you can pray for them. Or if they call and you can't pray right then for some reason, and that happens to me once in a while because I do childcare in my home. And so sometimes I need to call them back, so I'll say, well, let me have your phone number, and I will call you back just as soon as I can, and we can pray. And that just means that, you know, I'm going to get the kids quiet, and I'm going to go into another room, and I will pray for them. So we don't want, when people have need, we don't want to keep them waiting to pray for them. We want to pray for them as soon as we can, as soon as they ask us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there are rewards in being an intercessor. As an intercessor, the call is great. It's a great call. And so we should be thankful that God even allows us to pray. It is a privilege to pray. It's an honor to be able to pray to our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. To just come to him and just speak to him. And then, as I mentioned last week, When we go to God in prayer, then we need to take some time to be still and to be quiet to hear God speak back to us as well. Praise God. So the call is great, being an intercessor, but the rewards are also priceless. because we get to see the rewards oftentimes, and not all the time, because sometimes we pray for people and we never know what the outcome is. But we go to God in faith, believing, praise God, okay? So whether we hear about it later or not, when we prayed by faith, we believe God that it would take place. So that's it, our obedience. That's when we're obedient to God, we are rewarded as the one that has the need is as well. And the benefits, they just can't be measured. And God is faithful, so he does reward you as well. What we make happen for others, God will make happen for us. Amen.
Yes.
All
Amen.
Right, I'm going to stop there, and we have another person in the house that hasn't prayed yet, and that's none other than I think we're supposed to have a praise song in between.
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
Right?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Come All right.
Say, you brought me from a mighty long way, and now today I can testify that I believe it. On my way, I realize he's the one who kept me, and when the storms of life arise, sleepless nights and desperate cries, he has captured every tear, assuring me he hears every prayer, waiting on the answer, only to discover he is near and he hears every prayer.
On my way, I wanna let you know that he will. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen.
That amen. That was beautiful. Beautiful. I'm going to now ask, we're going to have our last intercessor to come forth, and I'm going to introduce her. I could give you a long bio, but she wouldn't want me to do that. But she is a beautiful woman of God and young woman of God, and I consider her as a spiritual daughter. And that's none other than Bishop Tamara Craigett, and I've known her for a long time. Her mother and I were very, very close friends, and when we used the Korean church, her mom used to come over there. She was, every time we had something, her mom came, and she was just a beautiful woman of God. She heaven is her home now, but Pastor Sophie Smith was Bishop Tamara's mother, and she used to talk about Tammy all the time to me and her daughter, and she would say, Zeta, whatever you do, she'd say, pray for my daughter, pray for Tammy. And of course I prayed for her family and all, and little did we know that the mantle was going to fall on Bishop Tammy. And I like to share that because it's so dear to my heart. And I didn't know why she was asking me all the time to pray for her, but I'm not even sure if my friend knew that she was leaving us. But she was a beautiful woman of God. And then Bishop Tammy stepped in and took over the church that her mother had, and she's been carrying on ever since. And then one of our bishops here, he went home to be with the Lord, but also laid his mantle upon her as well. That is why she is now, and has been now for quite a little while, Bishop Tamara Craigett. Would you
Amen.
Come forth and lead us into prayer? Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The prayer request.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle David. Bishop, sure thing.
You're welcome.
Father God, I come humbly before your throne of grace. And God, I pray that
yes.
you crucify my flesh right now in the name of Jesus, that I may pray to the Holy Ghost. Father God, I pray for your children all over this world, my God.
Yes.
God, those who are
yes.
being physically, mentally,
yes.
and sexually abused, God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
God, I pray
yes.
in the name of Jesus that you touch each and every child in this world that's going through this, God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. And God,
yes.
I pray in the name of Jesus that you heal their broken hearts. God, I pray
yes.
that you heal their souls, God, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you make them mm-hmm. strong soldiers for you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Out of everything
yes.
that they're going through, things that they've been through, and things that they are going to go through, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you lead and guide each and every one of these children
yes.
in the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus. God, that
yes.
through the struggle, Father God, that they find
mm-hmm.
you, Father God, and I pray that they open up their hearts unto you, that you may save them, God. And God, that they will be a living testimony, God, in the name of
oh,
Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, to
yes.
talk to someone else who is going through the same things
Jesus.
That they've gone through, God, in the name of
mm.
Jesus. And then God, these
yes.
children, Father God, have not only children as they were abused, but God, as some of them have going on into adulthood. And God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, I pray for their hearts in the name of Jesus,
mm.
Father God,
yes, yes.
that in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they give you all of their hurt and pain that they've gone through
yes.
in the name of Jesus, that they continue in you, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be healed of all the afflictions that they've gone through in the name of Jesus, that they may rise and continue in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, my Lord.
Yes.
And Father God,
yes,
in the name
mercy.
Of Jesus, God, in your word it says that anyone who does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and he's worse than an infidel, which is an unbeliever, my God. So God,
yes,
we pray.
Yes.
And I intercede for every man, every woman who is out here and they
yes.
are not taking care of their children. God, I
Lord,
pray
God.
In the name of Jesus that you send your child their way, someone to them who
yes.
can teach them, because maybe they don't know, or maybe they grew up in their household and they didn't have that. But God, I pray in the name
yes.
of Jesus that you give them the desire to want to be a mother, to want to be
yes.
a father, to want to take
yes.
care of the child, God, in the name of
oh,
Jesus.
Yes.
And then, God, I pray for the families, Father God. Father God, those who are saved and those who are not. Father God, those who are not.
Oh,
I pray
God.
In the name of Jesus, Father God,
yes.
that they follow
yes.
in your footsteps, Father God. I pray
yes.
that you are first in their household, the father, the mother, then the children. And I pray that
yes.
they teach their children, Father God. It says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. But God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you help that
yes.
household in the name of Jesus
yes.
to be ran according to how you want it to be ran, God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
It says, fathers, do
yes.
not provoke children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So God, we
oh,
pray
yes.
that you be with the fathers and you be with the mothers as they get instructions from you and from the preachers and from the
oh,
teachers,
yes.
Father God, to learn how to
yes.
be that mother and father in that unity, Father God. And we thank you, Father
yes.
God, that
yes.
not only will they do that, Father God, but they will take those children to church, Father God, and they will pray with
yes.
those children. They will
yes.
teach those children about you, God, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, we
yes.
pray and I intercede for domestic, Father God, violence in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
God, we bind up domestic violence inherited in earth, and God, we lose your peace, God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
inside of these families. Father God, we know that it's not only the women that are being abused, but now we know that the men are being abused also, God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bind up abuse in heaven and in earth, and we lose
oh,
your
right
compassion
now.
And your forgiveness and love upon these marriages, God, in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
And God, we pray, yes. Father God, for the abusers, Father God, because we don't know what they're going through or what's happening. But God, we pray that they repent and ask for forgiveness,
yes.
Father God, that you may save them, Father
yes.
God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
that they may turn from their wicked ways and learn how to love with your love, God, in the name of
oh,
Jesus.
Yes.
Father, by your spirit, by your
yes.
love, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy
yes.
on them, God, in their union, Father
yes.
God.
In
the word
yes,
says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it should eat the fruit thereof. So, God, we pray that the husband would love his wife, Father God. The husband
yes.
would love their wives,
yes.
God. And, God, we pray
yes.
that they would speak encouragement into their wives, God. We pray for spouses, God, men and women. And we
yes.
pray that they both
yes.
will speak life into each other. We pray that they will encourage each other, that they will have compassion upon
yes.
each other, that they will love each other and forgive each other in the name of Jesus and continue to lift each other up. God, we bind
yes.
up jealousy in husband and wife, God, in heaven and in earth, God.
Yes.
And we lose
yes.
the oneness upon them, Father God, and upon their union, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may grow together. And that one don't
Jesus.
Think one is better than the other, or one is growing and one is jealousy, because we know jealousy is as unto the grave. So, God, we bind up the spirit of jealousy in marriages and heaven
oh,
and earth.
Yes.
And,
yes.
God, we lose your peace, Father God, in heaven and in earth upon marriages, God, in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord
of
Jesus.
And we thank you that that our family units will be in divine order, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And,
yes.
God, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus, we pray for these abusive crimes that are going on out here, God.
Yes.
But the word says,
yes.
for from within, out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery,
yes.
coveting, wickedness,
yes.
deceit,
yes.
sensuality,
oh, God.
Envy, slander, pride, foolishness. And God, we bind every one of those right now in the name
everyone.
Of Jesus upon this earth, in heaven and in earth, and we loose, Father God.
Pray the word,
not only
Sister Bishop,
peace,
pray that word.
Compassion. And Father God, God, we pray for each and every person that you send their angels before them to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger as we walk out of our doors, God, in the mighty name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. We pray over our children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bind up all the crime that is happening on the news and everywhere we go, Father God. But God, we just thank you for your angels of protection. And God, like Apostle Zeta say, we pray for them because, God, we know that we were out there just like them. We may not have all did the same thing, but, God, we were there. And so we pray for their hearts. We pray for their spirit.
Yes.
Give them a heart of flesh. And take away their stony hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Where they have the mind that they can actually walk out and hurt someone, they don't even care. Father God, we pray that you even have mercy upon them and have mercy upon their souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And show them their ways, Father God, that is not the right way. And lead them down the straight and narrow path towards you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy, God. We pray and intervene for each and every one of them in this world, Father God. But Father God says, for he is not, God, we know, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, because you love each and every one of us, because you sent your son Jesus down the cross for all of these things that are happening in this world, and we thank you that we can repent and come to you.
Yes.
We thank you that there's hope in you. In the name of Jesus, for all of us who have gone through the pain, for those who are going through it now, we pray that he has hope in you. For he says, he has not confined or abhorred the afflicted of the afflicted. And God, you have not hidden your face from us, but you've heard us when we cry to you, God, in the name of Jesus, for this nation, Father God, and everything that is going on in this world, God. God, we thank you that you are near to the brokenhearted and that you save the crushed in spirit. We thank you that we have hope in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we walk throughout this earth, God, as we walk throughout this world, as we continue to intercede for your children and for ourselves and for our families. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, that you watch it over us. And we thank you again for healing the broken heart and bind up that wound, bind up all our wounds, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we live in you, Father God, and move and have our being, my God. And God, we just thank you for all of these things, God, how you watch over us and over the children, God. Have mercy on this world. Have mercy on this world.
Oh,
have mercy on us, God, in the name of
Jesus.
And God, we thank you for all of these things in Jesus' name, my Father God. Have mercy on the earth in Jesus' name. Have mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Number three is we need to be reliable.
We need to be dedicated. Praise God. Hallelujah. God chooses us as intercessors to be committed to our assignments that he gives us. Amen.
Yes.
We must have a teachable heart. Have a heart that is teachable, willing to accept correction, willing to be obedient, and also to be counseled by the Holy Spirit. That would be John 14, verse 23. We must have a heart of mercy, because we are God's messengers, first of all. Hallelujah. We're messengers of a merciful God. And so, therefore, we should be merciful also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we heard a bit of that in Bishop Craig's prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number six, we should be honest and humble. Honesty and humility is very important. You know, by being that way, it keeps the enemy out of our lives by maintaining honesty and humility before God and others. Psalms 51 and 10 backs that up. All right, number seven, we should pray positive and blessing prayers. Intercessors are called to break people out of prison. Their prayers originate from the throne of mercy. Their intimacy with God, the Father, will assist them in praying positive and blessing prayers. John 14:9-14 and Luke 4:18 backs that up. And number eight, we're called to pray. We must be called to pray. Intercessors are called to pray for, not to pray upon. Talking about P-R-E-Y. They stand in the gap, and they become a defense for those that are being prayed for. Amen. Praise God. We're to look at the person through the love from our own hearts and not with an attitude that they deserve judgment. Number nine, power of reconciliation. We must show forth the power of reconciliation, because our God is a reconciling God. And we should have understanding without prejudice, praise God, for every person and their situation. Matthew 7:1-2, 2 Corinthians 5:19-21. And then we should be team players. And I hit on a little bit of that earlier. Intercessors are team players. We're living under the authority. We're living under authority and accountability. We must have both. Praise God. Romans 8 chapter, and the 12th. Galatians 5, and then the last one is understanding the cross. Live to fulfill the attitudes described in the Beatitudes, Matthew 5:3-12 verse. True intercessors understand the cross. They understand Jesus' cross in their own. Praise God. There are things in our lives that can only be remedied by the cross. The cross will reveal the intercessor's heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must be willing to surrender ourselves to die daily for the sake of others and situations before God in our intercessory prayer. Amen. Remember, it is a privilege to pray for and with others. Romans 8:9-13. Praise God. Now, I just have nine. I'm going to read nine attributes. Praise God. Right now, that we should have, that we should do. Abandonment is one. We should abandon all self-interest, praise God, and exchanging self-interest for that which God has called us to pray for. Number two, acceptance. We should be willing to accept the assignment of praying for someone you may not know or you may not even like, still need to be willing to accept that assignment. The third one is accountability. Be faithful to the call and the life of prayer. Be willing to give God your voice. And then number four, be an advocate. Go in another person's place and plead their case. Because as I said before, sometimes a person can't really plead their own case. They can't even get a prayer through, especially in abuse cases. Number five, agonizing. Be willing to hear the hurt of others and feel what they feel. Jesus was touched by our infirmities, so we must remember that. Number six, armor. Be a soldier who never retreats. Take the fight straight to the devil in the name of Jesus. Availability, very important. We should always be available for God, holy, submissive, yielded, and humble. We should have a sense of awareness. We should be sensitive. We should look beyond the person we should be sensitive and look beyond the person and their situation. Amen. Authority. We should walk in authority. Amen. You know, we know those scriptures. I'm trying to think of a particular one. We should understand what belongs to us when we pray. Praise God. Not begging, but really going boldly to the throne of grace in our time of need. Praise God. God has given us power over Satan, and we should use it. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we can, the enemy's trying to steal that scripture. But I think you all know what I mean. We can tread upon scorpions and serpents.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God protects us when we come forth in authority over Satan and his tactics and the things that he tries to use against us. And we know he comes at a force. But we also can come as a force as well. Hallelujah. Because God has given us all of the weapons that we need to fight back with. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to close here. And I'm going to give the service back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook. And I thank her so much for allowing us to come on with the second part of the prayer conference. Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory. What a beautiful, beautiful conference. Hallelujah. This has been absolutely beautiful. Now, my brothers, first I would like to say to all of my young people from Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. I'm so glad that you were here tonight. So I just want to thank all the intercessors for praying so fervently for all of the young people.
Yes.
I just say God bless you. Hallelujah. It was on point and on time. And we also want to just welcome our new friends in Moscow, Russia. We have new listeners in Russia, so we just want to welcome you to the Spirit Alive Network this evening. And also,
amen,
we want to welcome our friends from Florence, Italy. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank
We're glad
you,
you're in the house. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to
thank
welcome you,
Lord.
And we just pray that you continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. If you are in the house tonight and you have you would like to pray, or you have a question, or you just want to bless, just praise God with us, if you would kindly press your 1 on your keypad, hallelujah, I will then address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. Once again, I would just like to say to all of you beautiful anointed intercessors, I know people of God were blessed tonight because I truly was.
Amen.
So I just want to thank I want to first of all praise God for you, Apostle Zeta, for having the wherewithal to have a prayer conference and then to walk with such humble, anointed servant leaders. You are all teachers, and you're pastors and teachers and mentors. And, you know, I praise God for what I heard tonight because it is prayers like yours that change the very atmosphere. We're not okay with the status quo. And it's such a blessing when people can hear servants of God that really care enough to take the time to pray for them, whether they know them or not. Now, that's real. That's humility. That's Jesus. And I thank you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, Apostle,
thank you, Jesus.
No one else has raised their hand. So I will give you, so would you like to have some final comments? And I will close out this beautiful program. And once again, I'd like to thank you and Elder Watson and the beautiful Bishop Tammy and Hallelujah. And, of course, Dr. Logan. I just want to thank all of you for joining, Apostle. And we want to just say thank you to Minister Joy. She's in the house tonight for being here, just praying and agreeing. So I just praise God for all of you that were listening in our chat rooms, that were listening via Skype, that were listening via your computers. Hallelujah. We just praise God. And I just want to thank you for coming out to All Nations Christian Fellowship's Push Conference, because, honey, they prayed until something happened. I felt it happen. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. I know they did. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, well, I just want to say, I thank you, Bishop Charlene Cook. I always thank you because you're always doing something beautiful and kind and opening up your broadcast for us, and I truly appreciate you all the time.
God bless you, ma'am.
And I enjoy the broadcast, as you know, every Sunday I'm
amen.
On.
And
I speak every fourth Sunday, and when there's a fifth Sunday, I speak on the fifth Sunday. But I truly, truly appreciate your friendship, your kindness, and appreciate
you
as a godly woman. I want to thank those that have that came forth tonight and prayed, as we said, fervently, they did, and sincerely. Praise God. I thank the Lord for each one of you, and I pray his blessings upon each one of you, as well as Bishop Charlene. I pray God's best for you, for coming and joining in and being who you really are, an intercessor before God. And Minister Joyce Bellott, I thank you for being on, and I thank you because you were one of the participants last Monday night, and you came through and prayed a fervent prayer.
Yes, you did.
So we thank the Lord for you being on again with us tonight. And I want to thank any others that were out in the audience that were with us last week, those that were listening in as well as those that participated. I want to thank you also for being on with us tonight. God bless you all. And this does conclude our PUSH conference. Amen.
Hallelujah. And
amen.
Glory to God. You have been listening to All Nation Christian Fellowship's PUSH Prayer Conference. Hallelujah. We just praise God that you have all joined us here tonight, and we pray that you heard something
That you've heard something, you've learned something, and that you will apply this word, that you will trust and believe in these prayers so that you might live an abundant life right now. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Amen.
Good night
everyone. God bless you.
You
were phenomenal.
We
love you. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you all. I love you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Good night.